15% of the registered voters in the village of Mount Horeb in Dane County gave their village board a proposed ordinance. By law, the village board then has to either pass it or hold a referendum on it. Except, the village board claims the ordinance that was proposed was illegal. It would have required a referendum before any major building project. The village board's lawyer, Richard Eady, told the state Supreme Court that just won't fly. He claims it goes against the constitutional principle that since the electorate has vested its village board with the authority to make decisions for it, the board must hold on to that power.
The village board cannot delegate its authority to legislate. It cannot bind future boards to give away the authority to make decisions.
So the village didn't do anything with the proposal, and the citizens group took the board to court. The citizens' attorney, Christopher Blythe, disagrees with the village's constitutional argument. Blythe says the board just doesn't like his group's idea.
They see inconveniences it would create for them in certain situations. But again, they're free to argue that. This hasn't passed. If it goes on the ballot, they're free to argue that to the public and say, we don't think this is a good idea for these reasons.
In this case, the Wisconsin Supreme Court may decide whether a city, town, or village can pass an ordinance which requires it to hold a referendum whenever it makes a certain type of decision in the future. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.